This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, brr. I ain't doing no stroking and no kayak today. No, sir. No place to be. Not no way, not no how. Let's talk to Eric Mohabarak, whose Paddler's Report is brought to you by the Bayou Coast Kayak Fishing Club and Massey's Outfitters in the Mid-City, New Orleans, Baton Rouge, and Covington. Always taking care of the paddlers on your shopping list. Eric, this is no place, no day to be in a kayak, is it?
No, just stay at home. Don't cause any problems. There's people who work on the water, and there's enough accidents that happen with that, you know, keeps the Coast Guard and the wildlife fisheries busy. Just stay at home with the kayaks. If you need to, go off the bank, you know. That's all I can tell people right there. It's no sense in going out there with the wind.
If you got a kayak for Here you go, Eric. If you got a kayak for Christmas and you just got to get in, just drag it to the bank and sit in it and then fish off the bank. How's that?
That'd work, too. People have done that, actually. You know, with the Hobies, you can pull them chairs out and sit on the bank. They get special things for
that's
that
right.
on
Very
the
comfortable.
Chairs. Yeah. Yeah, they are.
And you can also shop for some really cold weather gear. You know, Massey's, a lot of people don't realize that they've got stuff for the snow skiers and the snowmobilers. They've got Arctic-type clothing over there.
Yeah, exactly. Who would ever thought we'd have needed that Arctic-type clothing down here this time of year? This has been the coldest I can remember in a while, Don. But they do have some nice clothes over there. They got all their winter apparel and everything like that. And, You know, they're open today. I believe they're closed tomorrow. You know, it's a good time for that last-minute thing. You can get a recreational. They got some recreational kayaks on sale. They got some Hobies. And, you know, you can grab a gift certificate. And, you know, one of my favorites is the Big Green Egg.
Yeah. You know, this is a good time for making plans and getting your gear back in shape and re-spooling your reels and that type of thing. And everybody's getting ready for that minimalist challenge. I talked to Brendan Bayard about this last week, and the cutoff, I believe, was 125. They're going to shut it down. So I don't know where it is now, but it's an extremely popular tournament where they give you five unknown lures, and that's all you've got to fish with, which is what partly makes it so popular. And that's going to be January 28th. So how would you prepare for a tournament like that?
Well, it's really easy. You just tie up your leaders and bring your rod and reels. You're allowed to bring some extra leader material, and then they give you the baits. You can go pre-fish if you want, but the way it does work is that the first people allowed to sign up are the club members. You have to be a club member. And then after that, if there's any spots open, you can sign up after that. Last I heard, it was just this week, they just opened it up. They only had 38 signed up. Now, that's the last I've seen. I haven't been keeping up with it. But they must probably have a few more signed up now. But it usually does sell out, and it is a pretty popular tournament because it is a shotgun launch, and it's one of the more fun tournaments.
Well, Eric, getting back to the current conditions, it's dangerous to be in a paddle craft today. But we're going to have several weeks. It's wintertime now where it's not going to be quite so harsh cold, but you still need to take some precautions. What are some tips if you're going to be doing some cold water paddling in kayaks?
Well, something I always like to do this time of year is, you know, we got these vacuum sealers, or if you don't, you can get those big 2-gallon Ziploc bags that they make. And put you an extra pair of clothes in that. And I always like to put something like some toilet paper or some paper towels or some kindling or something you can make fire with, and also put a couple lighters in there. I put the lighters in the Ziploc bag just in case, because you never know when things get wet or the moisture. But throw that in the hull of the kayak. Also, keep one in your truck, a change of clothes. Throw a blanket in there this time of year, too. Because, you know, things happen around the water, not just you, but someone else, you know. may fall in and they don't have a change of clothes or something like that, and you may actually end up saving a life with a blanket, you know, till you can get them properly changed and stuff like that, and get them out that cold weather. If you're around, they can throw them in the truck and they can cover up with the blanket. But that's my real big tip.
I'll tell you a marsh survival story. This happened many years ago. It was a young and foolish friend of mine who is now old and foolish, most people would say. But he went out on a day like this, and he overturned. He got soaking wet. And the way he survived, it was late in the afternoon. It was getting dark. He actually pulled marsh grass out of the marsh, packed himself with mud. He stuck the grass between his body and his clothes, covered himself with mud, and crawled underneath the overturned vessel and survived the night in the frozen marsh like that. When they found him the next morning, he looked like a scarecrow.
Yeah, I can only imagine. It had to be a miserable night. He was alive, yeah.
It
had to be a miserable night with the marsh grass and the mud. Yeah, and, you know, turning over your pirogue, he was in a pirogue back then. You can do that, too, with the kayaks and when a thunderstorm comes up. Turn over the kayak and get out the rain. But, man, like you're saying, Don, it ain't even worth it to go out there in the pirogue today or the kayaks, you know, no matter how safe or how experienced you are. You know, go fish off the bank, man. They've been doing good down, you know, Myrtle Grove and the dead-end canals all down Plaquemines Parish, just like everywhere else. You know, they've been hitting really, really good fish down there, just off the bank. So if you got to go today, why would you go stand in the blowing wind like that? But I'd head on down to the Grove and fish some slow H&H green and lime green beetles, the smaller ones, the medium ones, and, you know, and a little bait on them. And you'd be good, I think. I think that's enough. I wouldn't venture out too much.
Well, Eric, you're on Facebook with Louisiana Kayak Company, one of the few companies that does trips for people and teaching them how to use kayaks and learning the ropes of it. Tell them how to reach you on the Facebook page.
Yeah. I'm Louisiana Kayak Company. That's on Facebook and Instagram. And also, you can just call me, 504-313-8292. And Merry Christmas to all, and Merry Christmas to you and Miss Janice there, Don, and everybody else, and Chris and Martha and Brendan and everybody else on your show and all of that. And when's Miss Janice cooking that pheasant for me, by the way?
Tell them, Janice.
We'll have to set up a date. Eric, how's that sound?
Eric's quite the cook. Eric, what are you cooking for Christmas dinner?
You know what? I am not cooking anything. My sister, Laura, decided we're going to Mandeville on the other side of the pond, and she's doing a big heyday, so I got out of cooking. So I'm kind of happy about that, but I'm kind of sad because, you know, I enjoy cooking so much. You know, so, but I'm just going to go eat.
Well, you're coming over to God's country. Just make sure you got your passport and your shots in order when you get on the causeway, okay?
All right. They're going to check me as I go across. You know, they're down in Ohio, you know, coming from across the creek. They ain't going to allow that.
All right. Eric, Merry Christmas, right, my friend. We'll catch up with you next time.
All right. Y'all have a great Christmas. All right. Bye-bye.
We are certainly going to try. That's Eric Mohabarak, one of our two field reporters that tell us all about paddling and fishing. All right, we come back after this. Janice, you like the Bad Boys feature? You listen to the show a lot.
I love the Bad Boys feature. It's always
favorite.
Fun.
We got a good one. We got a guy that really got it socked to him by a judge. He was doing some illegal dove hunting. We'll tell you his story, his crime, and his time right after this time out on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly! Auto Parts. Parts.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.